As Isha Meris Meis, and Isha comes and tells the wife that I saw your husband dying. Isha Meris Leimeis, and another Eidecha comes, another lady comes right away, is a Reza Letinasi. Again, they can't get married. This is called Eidecha Bachosha. That we said before we believe the first aid, that if he comes by himself, and Bez didn't believe the first aid, then the klal is kolmakim sheminu eidechad harei kan kishnayim. But if they come together, one aid that says meis and one aid that says loy meis, we don't believe neither of them. It's called eidechad bachosha loy klum, and she can't get married. Now the Gemara says like this: time of the yomer loy meis. In the Reisha we say what, that since one said loy meis, therefore she can't get married. What ishtik mashmada, if the second wife would just be quiet. So what's the case? There are two wives, and one wife says she knows her husband died. Mashma, the second wife, would be allowed to get married. The Mishnah only says, because since she said leimeis, therefore she can't get married. But Mashma, if she would have been quiet, she could get married. For the Gemara I we have before, who ain't sorry me to lechaverta, that one wife is not believed, not nemod for the second wife. And we have the Mishnah before, that one wife hates the other wife. We have to be afraid she's lying to get the second wife in trouble. So therefore, how could we say here that the second wife could get married? She can't leave the first wife. So my answer is no. I'll tell you, loy meis itzuchlei. Enochlam, if she would have kept quiet, she also can't get married. But even that she's saying loy meis, that's the chiddush that she can't get married. Why? She's saying loy meis? What's the avimina? Because I would have thought like this. Ho meis. Really, she's also agreed. She also knows that the husband died. I bought the karma loy meis. Why does she say that the husband did not die? The kukula letzara, who the kemechavna. She's only saying it to give problems to the other wife. Like the first wife comes back and said the husband died. Now the second wife hates her. She doesn't want to see her have a head to get married to somebody else. So Mela, she comes to lie and say the husband's alive, just to get the first one in trouble. But really, the husband is dead. Over Thomas Nafshim Plishtim. It's kedai for, it's worth it for her to lie, even though she loses out, she can't get married. Like by Shimshon always says, it was kedai for him to kill himself, he killed all the plishtim. So she's worth it, like, to say the husband's alive, and not to get married, just to ruin it for the other wife, Kamra. And really, we should say the husband did die. So maybe she should have had to get married. Kamashmullah, no. That if she says, loy mei, shitaka means it. So therefore, enachnami, if she would have been shasa, keep quiet, she also can't get married. Because one wife can't rely on the second wife. We have to be afraid she's lying. But the Chiddush and Mishnah is, even when the second wife says loy meis, we would think she really doesn't mean it. Kamashmala, no. We have to be afraid maybe she does mean it, and maybe the husband is alive, and therefore she cannot get married. Right. Achas Ameris Meis. If one says he died, and one says what, he was killed. So Rameya says that we can't believe them. This Achosha, neither of them can get married. For the Gemara, if so, for Liflag Rameya Bereisha, how come Rameya doesn't argue in the Reisha? In the Reisha, one said Leimeis, so Vadadi is Achosha, there's no argument between the two of them. Of course we should not believe either one. Omer Rablozer Zenachanam is true, but Machloik is Shnuya Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimoni. The Reisha only goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, Enachanami. Rameya would argue in the Reisha also. For Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon says no. Rabbi Yechon, Omer, Afilu Taimer Rabbi Meya. Even if you want to say the Reisha goes according to Rameya. But Baha, Afilu Rameya Moida. Here Rameya agrees that what? One wife said she knows the husband died, and one wife says he did not die. Still, we believe the one that says he died, she can get married. Why? Techol Leimeis, Beedis Isha, Lava Choshi. If one says he did not die, that means nothing, Beedis Isha. Trashi. Leimeis Lechoshi. The Rabbanan have nula kamo, because that's the locha. Because the Rabbanan believed when the one Eidechot says meis. So the pshat is, the Rabbanan believed her. So one that says loy meis is not nemun, because it's a dover sheber, but he's not nemun. So that's why it's not called hachosh in the Reisha. Since the one that said loy meis is not believed at all, we only believe the one that said meis. Mashenka, in the next case, where both of them say meis, just one said he died and one said he was killed, that's called hachosh, we don't believe either one of them. What's not, what does the Mishnah say? Eidoim a meis, v'eidoim a loy meis. Or else, ishoim eris meis, v'ishoim eris loy meis. Is a reza loy to nosei, right? So now, bishleim al reb leza, stomach reb meya. Bishleim al reb leza, it's very good. The end of the Mishnah goes, stomach reb meya. El reb yechon a kasha. But according to reb yechon, according to kasha.
Why did the end of the Mishnah? Why does the end of the Mishnah say that what one says mace, one says lay mace is lay to nosay? Why? You, Rabbi Yechon, want to answer and say that Rabbi Meir agrees there that she could get married because the aid that says mace is neman, and the one that says lay mace is not believed. So even when they come together, we should believe the first one. That's the kasha of Rabbi Yechon. Smash, but not like Rabbi Yechon. We talk have to say the pshat from the ratio of our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Meir. When the two of them come of Asachas, Havad is called Achosha. Even though the one that says Loi Meis by itself is not Neman, but it could go against the first one that said Meis. If they come together, so Bezin does not know which one's lying. One says the husband died, one says it didn't die. We don't know which one to believe. They're equal powers. So therefore, neither of them are believed. So therefore, the ratio of the Mishnah that says that when one says Meis and one says Loi Meis and Echnami, it's not like Reb Meir, it only goes according to Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda, that's not called Eidech HaMachosha. Each one is Neman by itself. The one that says she knows the husband died, she's believed. She's Neman by herself. Right. Mishnah says, Ho'isha sho'ocho hi yobaylon linas hayom. A lady that went away, her and her husband went away together to went on a trip. Oh boy, she came back. She came back and told Bezin the news. My husband died. She wants to get ahead to get married. The halacha is, we believe her. Tinosa, she's allowed to get married. And if a tito ksuba, she goes by the ksuba also. She collects the ksuba. Fitzarosa, let's say there's another wife involved. Asura, that we had before. One wife is not believed for the other wife. The second wife is still Asura, she can't get married. Hoysa basi yisrael lekoyin. Let's say the second wife was a Bas Yisrael, married to a Kohen. So the halacha is, Tayocha b'truma, she's still Lari Truma, even though the first wife says the husband died. And we're letting the first wife get married because we say he's dead, still negate to the second wife. We don't believe that he's dead. We say he's still alive. If he's still alive, he was a Kohen. So even though she's a Bas Yisrael, still she's Lari Truma. Divrei Rebbe Tav, that's Rebbe Tav from Tzvara. Rebbe Akiva Raimano, Ein Zu Derech Moitzi Yosu Midei Aveira. That's not a way to take the second one out of the Naveira. In other words, we have to have at least a suffix of doubt that maybe their husband really died. So if the Kohen died, she's not Lari Truma. So at least we have to have a doubt if he's dead or not. Therefore, Achetai Asuru Linosei for Asuru Melechom Atruma. So even though you don't believe the first wife or the second wife, so the second wife can't get married, but our Koponim, a doubt there is, we have to be afraid maybe he's dead. Therefore, she can't eat Truma either. Halachah is also both ways. She can't get married because maybe he's alive, but she can't eat truma because maybe he died. What about Omra Mace Li Bailey? She says, "What a wife comes back and says my husband died." V'yachakach Mace Chami, and then she says, "My father-in-law died." Like we said before, we don't believe her because she wants to get her mother-in-law into trouble. So therefore, Halachah is Tinosi. She herself that says her husband died is believed. V'titok Subasa. She could take a ksuba. The chamoisa, Mashen came the mother-in-law, Asura. The mother-in-law can't get married, she can't believe the daughter-in-law. The daughter-in-law told her that her husband died, she can't believe the daughter-in-law. Now, hoisa bas Yisrael, let's say the mother-in-law is a bas Yisrael, the kain, that the father-in-law was a kain, tiyocha b'truma, the mother-in-law is lari truma, because as far as she's concerned, we say her husband is still alive, the kain is still alive, she's lari truma. Divrei Rebbe Tarfon. Again, that's Rebbe Tarfon Svara. Rebbe Akiva, I know, Ein zu derech moitzi midei aveira. That's not the way to free, to make the mother-in-law out of an averus. Because of, like we said, the Svara is, there is a doubt that maybe he died. So therefore, achetei asura linosi vesura melecha b'truma. The mother-in-law has to go to Chumra. She has to be afraid maybe the husband is dead, so she can't eat truma, because she's a Bas Yisrael. She can only eat because of the husband. But she can't get married because we have to be afraid. Maybe Taki died. Maybe he's alive still. So therefore, you have to go to Chumra both ways. Tomorrow says now it's Tzrichlik. What do we need in two cases of the Mishnah? The Machlokes Reb Tarfon and Reb Akiva two times is the same Machlokes. Why by her and why with the mother-in-law? Why by two wives and with the mother-in-law? What is the Tzrichlik? The Yitmach Kamais, if you want to say the first case with two wives, Soris, Volkom Reb Tarfon. Here Reb Tarfon says what? That she is allowed to get Truma. The second wife. We say mamash like the husband's alive, mishum the tsar with a gufa, because it's a tremendous tsar of a guf. Trashitash mishmanas lo mi bailo, hovadi mishakro, de la kalkulo, shetinose, the watafilu hi nisais, tomos nafshim plishtim. that really we say here with the two wives, one hates the other one. So one is saying to the other one, the husband died, and really maybe she's lying, that really the husband's alive, and she only wants to make it that the second one should be also to live with him. So therefore we're afraid mama she's lying, the first one, and therefore Tafrin says the second one is mama still lari truma. She has a right to say the husband's still alive. What did your mother-in-law do to you? When you have two wives, one wife hates the other wife because she takes away the husband from her. She doesn't have tashmish with the husband because the other wife is taking him away. Therefore, in the ratio, one wife hates the other wife terrible. There, Rav Tafrin says, we're afraid that maybe she's really lying and the husband's still alive. But in the case of a mother-in-law, how bad could she be to your mother-in-law already? Even if she's a bad mother-in-law, but how bad could she be? It's only called the Tzara Milu Di Alma. She'll talk bad about you, that's all. But she can't take away your husband. She doesn't take away tashmas from you. His name is mother-in-law, Rabbi Akiva. So maybe in the Sefer of Tafel agrees to Rabbi Akiva that a daughter-in-law won't lie that much to the mother-in-law. So therefore, the mother-in-law maybe has to be afraid that that the husband died. And even Rabbi Tafel would agree that he can't eat truma. Kamash will know, even in the Sefer of Tafel, still obvious. If we only have the Sefer, in the Sefer, Rabbi Akiva says the what? That the mother-in-law has to be afraid that he's still alive, and she can't get married. But in the first case, and the mother loved Tafrin, maybe in the first case, that since the second wife hates the first wife so much that she's really lying, and we have a right to say the second wife has a right to say the husband is still alive, and she can still eat truma, it's Sricha. So the machloek is in both cases. Both between two wives and between a daughter-in-law and a mother-in-law. Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Tafrin. Was that a pasuk k'Rabbi Tafrin that the second wife is lari truma? Rabbi Abayi says after that name to Nina. We also learn like this that Nita and Li Bem Nina Sayon. I had a son when I was over the Yam, when on the other side. Meis b'ni, but my son died. Vachakach b'ayil, then my husband died. Nemenes, that is the mitzvah yibum. If first the son died and then the husband, she did the mitzvah yibum. What about, she says, Viley, first my husband died, but at that time I had a son, so there's no mitzvah yibum. V'yachakach b'ni, ain't in a menace, she's not neman. And mitaka v'choshishis l'dvareha. But we're afraid for what she's saying, therefore v'chaletzas, you have to give a chalitza, because we're afraid, maybe what she's saying is true, but v'loi misyav emes, we can't give yibum. Now l'dvareha, according to you, who l'dvareha, who the choshishin? Holadivreit sorin choshishin shvamina. We're only afraid for the wife, what she says about herself. But mashma, one wife for the tzara, was tagged to the second wife, we're not chashish at all what she said. Like we talk like Rabbi Tafra says in the Mishnah. One tzara, nagged to the other wife, we don't believe her at all. So the other wife doesn't believe the first wife. As far as she's concerned, the husband is still alive, and therefore it's true, like Rabbi Tafra says, she's talking a lot of each room. All right, stop here.